This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Lived in an era when the church has not known corporate persecution, not in this country. So our understanding of these great promises of God to protect his people have been somewhat theoretical and historical. The church has not been persecuted in our country. It has not been troubled by the government, at least not until now. And we're beginning to feel hostility. We're beginning to feel like we're being singled out. We understand persecution exists around the world. According to those who track persecution of Christians, there are at least 260 million Christians living in places where there is overt persecution. I don't know the exact numbers, but estimates are that about 3,000 Christians were killed for being Christians last year. 10,000 churches were burned or assaulted or destroyed. 4,000 people were arrested and imprisoned for being Christians. And always the persecution comes from two levels. It comes, number one, from authoritarian governments, and number two, from majority false religious authorities, mostly Islam. So it seems that the greatest persecutors of the church have always been those in authority, civil authority.
I'd never thought that I would ever see the day that the Bible would be possibly banned in America. Yesterday, the House passed H.R. 6090, which is a bill that is working towards anti-Semitism. But actually, what it does, it actually kind of hinders our speech, especially when it comes to the Bible. Certain verses, for example, might be illegal, if you would. H.R. 6090 reads, to provide for the consideration of a definition of anti-Semitism set forth by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance for the enforcement of federal anti-discrimination laws concerning education programs or activities and for other purposes. Section 4, definitions. For purposes of this act, the term definition of anti-Semitism means the definition of anti-Semitism adopted on May 26, 2016 by the IRA of the United States, which the United States is a member, which definition has been adopted by the Department of State and includes the contemporary examples of anti-Semitism identified by the IRA definition. Here is the working definition of anti-Semitism. Read the full text of the IRA's non-legally binding working definition of anti-Semitism and learn more about this important tool with the fake case below. Contemporary examples of anti-Semitism in public life, the media, schools, the workplace, and in the religious sphere could be used. Taking into account the overall context include, but not limited to, and here's the kicker, using symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism, claims of Jews killing Jesus, blood libel, to characterize Israel or Israelis, that makes it extremely narrow, that the Bible is under attack under this new law or this new order that they're trying to pass. We can see in Acts 4:10, what does it say? Be it known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing before you well. 1 Thessalonians 2, 1:4-16, for you, brethren, become imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus, which are in Judea. For you suffered the same things for your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displeased God and opposed all men by hindering us from speaking to all the Gentiles that they may be saved. Amen. So as always, to fill up the measure of their sins, Acts 15, you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. This we are witnesses. There are huge sections of the Bible, God's Word, Holy Scripture. That would be.
You know, what's interesting about this, folks, is when you listen to what John had to say, because he's only confirming and reaffirming what it is that I've shared with you, that this is aimed at the Christian church. Now, I think of the Holocaust Center because I was at the one in Israel, as was I at the one in Washington, D.C. And when you go through the Holocaust Center, what's interesting to take note of is as to what's posted up on the walls. Because they acknowledge the fact that they rebelled against God, and that's why they were given over to tyrants. They have scriptures on the wall concerning the curses from Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, the ones that I continuously throw out there to the American people so that they can understand that the same thing that happened back then is happening today. But what caught my attention just a moment ago was the fact that at the Holocaust Center in Israel and in Washington, D.C., isn't it interesting that during World War II, that it was a Christian nation, that it was America that put a stop to what Adolf Hitler was doing to the Jewish people, to the dissidents of the day, to the gypsies, and the list goes on, their political opponents? It was a Christian nation that stood up for the lives of those that were being persecuted by a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. Now, what we're seeing is the same spirit going a different way. They're warring against Christians that actually saved their lives by trying to now persecute them. And in the same process, you're seeing the federal government and the state government in the United States act like an Adolf Hitler all over again. Okay, this is nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9. And what's also interesting to note is what we see on the horizon are the Nazis that aren't being persecuted by our media. Why? Because if you remember right, and I have to revert to this, it was Truman that said back in 1947 that if he would have understood that the CIA was the American version of the Gestapo, he would have had nothing to do with it. So what the American people have failed to understand over the last 60, 70, and 80 years is that it's your government. Not, it didn't start off this way, but it's turned into this, that actually took, through Operation Paperclip, a bunch of SS war criminals over into America to establish what it is that we have in government today. And let me ask you something, friends. Let me ask you the question. Who are they attacking? And isn't it interesting that now they're adhering themselves to the Jews of the day as they're hiding behind them, making distinction, Revelation 3:9. Well, they attack their liberators. No, folks, pay attention to the details because it's not the same sort of people.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just highlighting a video from John MacArthur talking about how your government in America is trying to criminalize Christians on the behalf of the Jews of Israel. Now, how much sense does that make in the face of who it was that delivered them from their oppressors back in 1944? Which only goes to show you it's not the same people. They can call themselves Jews all day long if they want to. The fact of the matter is, make distinction. Revelation 3:9, Romans 2:28, start there. Go to John 8, and you'll see it perfectly from the lips of Jesus Christ himself, making distinction between those that were the seed of Abraham and those that were of the Father and born of the Spirit, compared to those and in comparison and in contrast to those that were of their father, the devil. He made it very clear, and Scripture tells us we're to make distinction in all things. One of the things that I want to propose to you concerning this piece that we just watched from John MacArthur is, if this is the Israel, this is God's Israel, then why is it that they're persecuting Christians when, in fact, for those that take the time to make distinction, Israel is the children of God. They are the Christians on this earth as we know it. It's the Israel of God. And now they demographically have set up as a counterfeit to the Israel of God, and they're attacking Christians. Now, I played this two times before, but I want to play it for you again because it's important that you see for yourself exactly as to what's taking place. I believe I played it yesterday. I need to play it for you again today because I see too many people blindly following along concerning the narrative that Donald Trump and the mainstream media are attempting to set. And that we're supposed to just blindly follow behind anybody. And whatever the government says, we better get behind it. Because if we don't, then we're going to be labeled terrorists. And that's exactly what we have continuously heard from administration after administration. I want to go over to Netanyahu's administration. By the way, for those that don't know, we played video last week concerning what, in fact, the people of Israel are doing with Netanyahu. Somehow or another, American press has this country loving Netanyahu, but the people in this country that are loving on Netanyahu are not taking the time to make distinction, and that's why I want to play this video for you again. Let me reiterate the point that Netanyahu was being impeached. The impeachment process was going forward during the pandemic because he tried to commit a genocide on his own people. I didn't say that. The people of Israel said that. They called it a genocide. Did you also know that during that time that impeachment process was going on, that 75% of the people in that particular country refused to take the vaccination because they called it the genocide? Who was behind the genocide? Right now in Israel, there's massive protests going on. Against who? Netanyahu and his criminal administration. And yet again, over here in America, guess who? You want to talk about confusion? Go to Daniel 9:7. Here it is. So you have the professed Christians in America. You've seen what they're about. They're lawless. They're not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. They're the ones that are blindly supporting Netanyahu, who's trying to destroy his own people. And yet they're posting all day long talking about how they're gonna stand for Israel until the last breath, and if they have to fight and die for Israel. Hey, I want to remind you that these are the same people over here in America that could care less about their own people, but yet they'll stand with that Israel, not knowing what they're supporting. Here, I want to show you what they're supporting. I want to show you what the professors in America are in fact supporting over there in Israel. Are you ready for this?
Good. Christian leaders are calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stop a bill proposed by members of his coalition to make it criminal to tell people about Jesus in Israel. Our Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Cohen is live near Tel Aviv with more. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Allison. Good morning, everyone. A big story just before, days before Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter. Sacred time for Christians. Two ultra-Orthodox members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition have introduced a bill that would punish believers for sharing the gospel of Jesus with prison time. United Torah, Judaism, Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular.
What is the definition of Antichrist? I just shared that with you. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. It's the media here that is trying to get you to support the Israel over there. Do I need to say anything else? Do I need to add to that? Do I need to take away from that? If 94% of the American people say they don't believe the media here, how is it that they believe what they have to say about Israel over there? Whoa. Major hypocrisy. Romans 1:16. Major hypocrisy. Holding the truth in unrighteousness is what that is. And see, this is, hey, by the way, friends, what's the first casualty in every war? What's the first casualty in every war, friends? The truth. And guess what's being martyred in the process of creating a war? The truth. That's why we're here. We want to give you the truth, regardless if the masses like it or not. We're not here to ask the devil for permission to obey God. We just want to let you know what is in fact happening on a worldwide scale. Interesting to note, and I want you to see this, because by the end of the show, friends, I think that you're going to stand aghast. You're going to stand back and you're going to throw your hands up in the air and you're going to say, you have got to be kidding me. And for those that have been their heads stuck in the sand. They're the ones that are going to do that. But those that don't, and those that are active, and those that are out there in the culture war, obeying the Lord Jesus Christ, Luke 19:10. No, they're going to say, no, this is exactly what we're moving towards, because people like you aren't paying attention to what in fact is happening. And I'm here to tell you, once again, folks, the war has started. It's not going to come here. It's not precipitating war. No, 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 no. It's the politicians that are busy trying to create the war. Everybody's being supported, Americans, except you. Okay? Everybody's under attack, we're told by the mainstream media here in third world countries, when in fact we are the ones that are under attack by our said representative government. That is treason. And if that isn't the truth, friends, and you tell me what's going on with alluring a bunch of military-aged men into this country in the millions. I'll tell you what they are. They're soldiers is what they are. And that's what I'm going to lead up to in just a moment. Check this out. Just got this. Oppose the UN Mexico lawsuit to ban guns in America. I'm not making this up. You can't make this up. We already know Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, is doing business with the Mexican cartel. We know that the said president over in Mexico is as crooked as a mule's hind leg. We already know that. Because they're appointed. That's how we know that, right? And in the process, what people need to understand is they're now working together. Oh, and don't forget about Canada. Remember back in the early 2000s, the American people were worried about Ted Cruz trying to pass along a bill to basically pull down the borders, the southern and the northern borders, to bring one continent together. Oh, guess what they're doing now, friends? They're doing it right in the face of the American people. But with that said, isn't it interesting? Simultaneously, they're trying to disarm the American people. Follow through with me, friends. They do not have delegated authority from we the people. This is a representative form of government. This is a limited form of government. Our Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment, are in fact God-given rights. They are not privileges given unto us by corrupt politicians. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Read the Declaration of Independence. But again, I want you to see this.
Yesterday, to ban Glock pistols, the possession, the sale, the distribution of them, as long as they can accept a Glock switch, which is basically all Glocks except for Gen 5s, but they still can, if you know, if you're an armorer, yeah, they still can. And it's absolutely insane, and it sets the stage
this
for
is brand new.
Should they have the intestinal fortitude, that is. It's a challenge for them.
Okay, so I don't want to get too excited about his intestinal fortitude challenge, because the fact of the matter is those armed people, 393.3 million guns in the hands of 325.9 million people, they're the ones that have allowed them to get to the point that they're at now. And it's also these armed Americans, folks, that have allowed these illegals to come into America, okay? We're going to come right back to that in just a moment. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got any thoughts, folks? 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that your federal government right now is working overtime, as are the state governments doing their best to disarm the American people in the face of this invasion. Now, you got to keep everything on the shelf until the last video I play for you today, because it's going to come into a culmination of perfect understanding. Okay, so remember the things that I'm sharing with you right now, because it's important that you do. Now they're going after Glocks. This is brand new. This is 7 days old. And again, we're just doing our best to not scare people, but to awaken people as to what in fact is happening in the United States of America. And you know, it's interesting, as I was talking about during the first segment, it's interesting how the ideologies of authoritarian and totalitarian governments, like that of an Adolf Hitler system of corruption and tyranny back in the 30s and 40s, that's not under attack. No, that's what's in action. That's what's being exhibited right now, concerning from those that have been put into a position of representatives in this government under God, Article 6, Section 2. And they're not doing their job, because if they were, they would understand Article 2, Section 3 as well. And so would you. Okay? One of the things that I wanted to highlight during the end of last segment, hold with me, folks, is talking about confusion. There's a guy out there named Eric Thompson. I mean, this guy is drinking in the Kool-Aid, man. Let me tell you what. He sends out articles day after day, sometimes two and three times, just playing the cheerleader for the corrupt and the two options that have been given unto him, period. Okay? But what's interesting is he was talking about how the American people need to go after the illegal immigrants because it's the illegal immigrants that are destroying the country. That's true. That's true. And I'm not all of them. But if they came in illegally, I have a problem with them. They're here to assimilate. They got to come in through the proper channels lawfully. And if they don't do that, I have a problem with them. Absolutely. But what you need to take note of concerning this, friends, is the fact that, okay, so we want to chop off the branches of the fruit, but we as a people in this country don't want to lay the axe to the root of the tree that's bringing forth all of this corrupt fruit. And it's not just the illegal immigration that we're dealing with. What is the problem that we have in this country? Well, we can say corruption in government. Absolutely. So if the government committed the act of treason, again, Article 3, Section 3 of alluring them in, why is it that we're talking about the fruit hanging on their branches and not laying the axe and dealing with them through impeachment and prosecution? See, that's the part the American people don't want to hear. And why? I don't know, but that's what's going to destroy you Americans. Mark them words, okay? If the American people had any common sense, you go after the responsible party. You don't just deal with the fruit, the corrupt fruit hanging on the branches. That's just what you don't do. You have to go after what is actually bringing forth that fruit. Those that are actually making way to bear such fruit. Okay, now we can talk about corruption in government. Yep, that's right. Is it true? Yep. But where does the corruption really lie? It lies not only just in government, but it lies within the church first and foremost. In Numbers 32:23 comes to my aid when it tells us that our sin will find us out. And we all know, for those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com on a 24/7 basis, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, all understand that we are the government. And we also understand that every country deserves the government it has. Why? Because in this country, we, the people, according to the preamble, under God, according to the Declaration of Independence, we are the government. And guess what? We, the people, the government, under God, are not doing. They're not obeying the Lord. So therefore, the American people are responsible for all of that which is going on as a whole, for tolerating the crimes. I think of Edmund Burke, and who better to say it? It is fantastic, and it's absolutely true. By those that tolerate through apathy and, again, tolerance, the corrupt, regardless of what capacity, friends, they will always do whatever you let them get away with. And guess what, friends? It's exactly what they're doing, whatever you'll let them get away with. Let me say it again, because I'm not talking to a third world country. They'll always do whatever you, Americans, let them get away with. Don't blame them, because them is an extension of what you allow them to do. Period. Period. I want to tell you the grassroots sentiment across the country. Americans are all saying the same things that we're all saying. I can tell you this, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts, because I noticed a majority of them, and hard they are to find, believe me, because a majority of the people do nothing in the face of the acts of an authoritarian government like we're seeing today. And that is what, in fact, is encouraging them to do the things that they do. Speaking of corruption in government, you guys all know who Senator Lindsey Graham. What a joke. Hey, guys, this guy is a perfect example of the clowns in the circus of politics. This guy is a perfect example when the definition of politician is given. Politician, it's a slang word. We have statesmen that are to serve we the people, not politicians. But I've told you this before, and I want to tell you how this is escalating into a war. Notice how politicians like that of Lindsey Graham, oh, and by the way, I can take it over to Ted Cruz, I can take it over to Senator Cotton, I can take it over to Senator Kennedy, all those that sit back and tolerate and do nothing but put a show on to appease the American people. Again, to do what? To what? And if you want to talk about, speaking of which, you want to talk about Q and nonsense, you're seeing it from your said representatives. Because the American people have been led to believe that they are the ones that are taking care of the corruption within. They are not. They put on a show, they appease the American people, justice is never brought forth. And what happens to a country when justice is never brought forth? Can anybody tell me? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to tell you what it is. Where there is no justice, you have organized robbery. You are being pillaged by your said representatives and corporations that they're working hand in glove with. You're being pillaged. You're being robbed. You're being spoiled, Americans. We've talked about this in circle a million times over, but now we can bring it together. St. Augustine said this. He said, in the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? That's exactly what's happening. Let me go back to Lindsey Graham, this clown. And this joke is on you, just like Biden is, just like Donald Trump is, just like the rest of them. These jokes are on you. These clowns in the circus of politics, these jokes are on you. Isn't it interesting how these politicians talk much of war, but they themselves have never been in war? Isn't it interesting those that have been in war never want to go to war? You know how I tell you that, you know what, Americans, if you want the wars to stop, even before they start, just tell the politicians that you'll send them. Let the politicians fight the wars that they're calling forth, because I can tell you right now, friends, they're creating a war, a big war. I want you to see this guy. How anybody can take him serious, I know not, but I want you to listen to what he has to say.
Response, to withhold weapons in a war that Israel cannot afford to lose. What did we do after we were attacked in Pearl Harbor? What did we do to end the war against the Japanese? We dropped two nuclear weapons on two Japanese cities to make sure our soldiers didn't have to invade Japan where you could have a million lives lost. What is Joe Biden doing? He's making it impossible for allies to...
All of this going on at the same time they're trying to criminalize Americans here. Listen to what he's saying here. This is all distraction. They always want you to think that they're defending somebody else. Well, in fact, you're the ones that are under attack right now. You got to put two and two together, friends. But here again, here's Lindsey talking about dropping bombs.
What is Joe Biden's response?
He's talking about dropping bombs. My goodness, friends, then you go do it all on your own. You pay for it all on your own. Americans, how long are people in this country going to pretend that this isn't happening? How long are people in this country going to pretend and do nothing but talk about the problem, but pretend with the corrupt that they're not responsible for the corruptions that we're dealing with? Hey, folks, every area in your life right now that's under attack, where you're being challenged or where you're literally being assailed right now by these new unconstitutional laws that you're trying to create. Who's creating all this warfare? Your government is. Is that their purpose? Absolutely not. No, it's not their purpose. But they're doing, Americans, what the people are allowing them to do. And we, the people, have to say no more. These people are, in fact, condemning the just, or they're doing their best to. They're condemning the just, and they're justifying the wicked. That is completely in contrast. It's inverted. It's 180 degrees the wrong direction. As Isaiah 5:20 says, they mean to put darkness for light and light for darkness. Bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter, and the list goes on. Americans, this is the American people. I'm going to come back on the other side of this, and I'm going to play this video for you, and it's going to make perfect sense, but I'll tell you this before we get there. It is the United Nations, which is birthed by the America that we know, that has brought these military-age men under the guise of migrant refugees. It is the UN. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to go ahead and start this for you because I really appreciate it when I can pull up stuff and information concerning the contents and those behind it that I would trust to bring to you. I guess sometimes I don't always trust the person, but I know that the information is accurate both ways. That's what we do here, right, is we vet that information. But this is a short video, audio, obviously, and it is highlighting and addressing the issue of these alleged, and notice the government is selling to us that they're impoverished people, they're coming from war-torn nations, and it's interesting, friends, that they have to, again, just like any other group of people that they use as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution, they always have to sell it to the people as them being the victims. Hey, folks, again, the only victim here are the innocent. And the casualty here is the law that exposes their truth if you fail to be that law. Because, folks, what's happening through all these illegals coming into America, again, being illegally lured into America by your federal and state governments, they don't have to have license, they don't have to prove anything. But again, just remember, every time you go to an airport, friends, you're being vetted illegally through a violation of your Fourth Amendment. It applies to you, law abiders. Okay, and we don't divert from that. No, we're not doing that. But the fact of the matter is your government saying, hey, no, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do, but you better do this. You know, now that I think about that, folks, I need to tell you, too, you also understand that this federal government is accusing everybody that goes through that airport as a potential domestic terrorist. You do realize that, right? And who's guilty of it? Well, the devil is, and his little minions in federal government, right? Yeah. Accuse others of what you're guilty of, said Goebbels. Propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler. There you have it again, friends, all over. Just different names, different players, same devil. John 8:44. Let's go ahead and play this. Pay attention to this. Listen to the details, because this, again, is a confirmation and an affirmation of everything that we have been telling you over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And don't doubt it for a moment, folks, at least for your own sakes.
Of the United States is wide open, and the federal government has been conducting a wide-scale criminal operation of flooding the country with unvetted foreigners, distributing them across the United States, and providing them with homes and financial support. The GOP's talking point has been that this is all about election fraud, but this has been happening all across the Western world for over a decade. This is something far more sinister than election fraud. The population division of the United Nations concerns themselves with international migration. In the year 2000, they published Replacement Migration, a solution put forth to deal with declining and aging populations. For years, we were told that this was a conspiracy theory. But now that we are seeing tens of millions murdered by the experimental shots, it is becoming more clear what the objective is. We are told that these are poor families fleeing tyranny, but there are massive amounts of healthy young men without any families. And time again, we have seen them act violently against the native population with very little repercussions from the law. As we are expecting the announcement of Disease X and another lockdown, a recent report from UK's Jim Ferguson provides a plausible explanation of what we are seeing.
This isn't normal. There's something not right. This isn't just refugees coming in. These aren't people fleeing from some kind of war zone. These are predominantly men aged between 25 and 35. Young fighting age men, as my old boss Nigel Farage once referred to them, and I think he's right. John, what do you think's going on here, mate?
So I can tell you these are UN soldiers, and they will be deployed by the WHO when they announce the next pandemic lockdown. That's what's going to happen. They've been trained by British soldiers. They've been trained by the Black Watch Regiment. They were training them in Antalya in Turkey and in the east of Ukraine. They're predominantly down to sergeant ranks. They're then shipped.
Notice he just said they were trained in the Ukraine. I want you to be clear that America, your federal government, has stolen over $61 billion to give it to that Nazi, that actor, Zelensky. Just so you know, he's a Nazi. That's where these men were trained, that are coming into the borders of America. Not just America, but that's what we're dealing with right now.
To France, they all signed the Official Secrets Act, then they're ferried over. If you were fleeing war and tyranny, I don't know about you, but I would certainly take my wife and children with me. They're most precious, they're my prized asset. You know, they're everything to me. If you're going to war, you go to war with the lads. They're going to be deployed. They will be deployed.
Sean, I mean, you say you spoke to people in the Black Watch. I mean, the Black Watch, a very famous, you know, regiment. Yes. Are they actually going along with this?
They've got no choice. Well, I kind of said, you know, why are you doing it? And he said, soldiers follow orders. What you're going to see is the following. We'll have a minister somewhere in cabinets suddenly come up with a great idea on how we're going to get these guys to contribute to help us. And they're going to put them in uniforms. So a couple of people have told me these uniforms are burgundy. Others have told me they're UN blue. I really don't know. I guess we'll see when they deploy them. They are going to be deployed. Because otherwise, if they announced another lockdown, what would everyone say? They'd say bollocks. And they'd go about their business, wouldn't they? They're going to need armed young men in uniform to try and enforce it. Why do they import young men from the East? Because traditionally, if you want to kill and tyrannize white people, you put black soldiers in, because there's a cultural disassociation, and that's their method. That's the way these globalists are going to do it.
You know, in America, when it was
traditionally, if you want to kill and
listen to what this guy says here, it's important that you hear it. It's very encouraging.
Tyrannize white people, you put black soldiers in, because there's a cultural disassociation, and that's their method. That's the way these globalists are going to do it.
You know, in America, when it was a colony of the United Kingdom, of Britain, there was a revolution against British colonial rule.
Listen carefully.
Right. And a lot of people didn't realize, but it was only 3% of those people in America that overthrew the British forces and basically got rid of them. 3% of the population, John.
I look forward to it. I'm ready. I can't wait because I know it's going to be the beginning of the end for them. I do foresee victory. I see that at very great cost. But we will see it. And people, I think the world will become closer than ever when we do see victory. It's going to come on the back of a load of bloodshed, and unfortunately it has to. Once people of all colours come together and recognise their common enemy, we'll walk over these people
in
10 minutes.
That's right.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So you had that right there, folks. Greg's got a great voice, doesn't he? He really does. I totally appreciate it. I see Michael's been hanging on here. Michael from Texas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got about a minute and a half. It's all yours, my friend.
Yes, sir, Brother Dean. So I just want to amplify the point that you made about how our government is the reflection of the American people. So there was a candidate that, in my view, was ideal for the American conservatives. The American conservatives are obsessed with the military, and this man was a Navy SEAL. The American right also says that they abhor adultery and womanizing, yet this man has only been married once and is still married to her. The American right was angry against the masks, the lockdowns, and all that. And this man, as governor, was one of the first to stop the lockdowns and the mandates, and even threatened to defund the schools that continue the mask mandate. And however, the American right god, the orange cap, vilified this man, and the minions went along with it. And that man's name is Ron DeSantis. I marvel at America's hypocrisy, and that will be our ultimate demise. Back to you, brother.
I'm lost. Are you telling me that you support Ron DeSantis, who signed SB 2006, which basically can take people out of their homes, giving authority over to the Department of Health illegally to inoculate and to quarantine them? Is that what you're telling me?
No, Brad. I don't support any candidate. I'm pointing out that American conservatives stand for those touch points,
and yet
they are obsessed over a man, Donald Trump, that is the complete opposite.
You're right.
Support no one. I will be sitting at home watching TV or outside with my dog on election day. I mean, you and I believe, are on the same page. We're above the narrative. I'm just saying that the American right say they stand for X, Y, and Z. This man stands for X, Y, and Z, and yet the other guy stood for whatever he stood for, and they love him.
Yep.
That's all I'm trying to point out.
Yep. No, I totally agree.
I mean, I'm out of the system, brother. Revelation 18:4. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
But people want to stay in. But look who they want to stay in with.
Oh, I know.
That's the point I was making.
No, I get you. And I totally agree. It's just hypocrisy on display at every given turn. And it's something that I don't know. The more I get involved, the less I even want to be here, man. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I thank God for the opportunity that I am here, because I look at this, Michael, in ending, as an opportunity to get to the other side, whatever that entails, in hopes that our young kids get there, because they don't deserve what's coming down on the guilty. That's for sure. Thank you, bro.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.